you're the director of, am I saying this correctly, Umoja?
Umoja. Umoja, yeah. Umoja Health, Wellness, and Justice Collective. I'm the executive director. I'm the founder. It was a vision that was given to me after I was going through my healing process. And well, first became aware of like childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. Then I understood what healing really looks like for, you know, somebody like me who was, you know, went through a lot of trauma. But as a Black man, we don't really talk about that a lot in our community. And then growing up in the church, it's like, pray about it, don't talk about it. You know, those little dangerous habits, cultural habits that passed down from generation to generation. We started Umoja at my house with about four people. And it was four Black men. And we really shared and opened up and supported each other. And it grew from there. It grew like the last week in my house, it was 47 people in my house. My house is not big at all.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, but we got to understand and look at what collective healing looks like. So I jump-started Umoja, and I did it so, you know, other 22-year-olds would have an opportunity to unpack, you know, and not feel like they're unworthy, or not get pushed to the point where they feel like they're so unworthy that it's not even worth living for. So, yeah, we've been, you know, our whole deal is focused on, you know, being trauma responsive and resiliency focused. We deal with recovery, reentry, young people, women who've been involved in domestic violence situations, foster children, foster parents, and parents who lost their children to the foster care system. That's the racial awakening right now, or reawakening that is happening right now that we're very much involved in. We just understand that we can address all these things if we first, you know, become aware that trauma has existed, especially for Black people. Even if you don't go through personal trauma, you're going to go through systemic, generational, historical trauma because it's prevalent right now. Do you know Buncombe County actually deemed racism a public health crisis?
Yes, I saw that.
Do you know how major that is?
It's amazing, honestly.
Yeah, you know. That's the work that I do. And Umoja is Swahili for unity. Okay. So it's, yeah, if you think about it, it's unity, health, wellness, and justice, and it's the collective. It's everybody coming with different ideas. It's whatever we feel that is healthy. It's, you know, just how we can address, you know, Black people, but not specifically, you know, the culture of African Americans, but for everybody to become aware of what's going on and how we can start healing and how can we heal collectively to actually make a difference. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. And how long has that been around? About a year?
we started in September, but I've been doing this work all my life. I just didn't know.
Yes.
You know, the Urban Arts Institute, even though it was like really centered around the performing arts for young people, I didn't know that they were healing. I didn't know that was their safe space. I had no, all I knew was that I liked to dance. I knew what the arts did for me. And I wanted to give them an opportunity to dance in front of people and create and just have that great feeling, that great, and build up self-esteem through that. Let them dance. So when parents understand that their children are doing better and are, you know, that's their healing space and they're doing better in school, then it's, you know, it's a win-win situation, but that healing, you know, me understanding what it looks like actually started then. Yeah, I just didn't know it.
Exactly, yeah. And I saw that you, Umoja recently got a space for the Health and Wellness and Justice Collective. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're going to be doing there? And
Oh my gosh. So I got my GED when I was in prison, been incarcerated 5 times. So when I was trying to get spaces, I kept getting denied because of my criminal record, my credit check, or the fact that because I'm Black and they said I wasn't experienced or ready for this type of thing, okay? So we have an office. This is our resource center. Mm-hmm. We got computers donated, like all up and running. And then we have another suite, Suite K. And in Suite K, that's what we do. We're going to do our curriculums. We're also having bigger meetings in there, courses. It will be fitted so that we can really, really do some like Zoom, like have social media platform to really put all our curriculums out to the world. And then we'll be, Sweet J will be opening up within the next couple of weeks. Sweet J, we're having a consignment shop in the front part. So we have some ladies that are already working on putting that together. So it's going to be a consignment shop for, you know, Black entrepreneurs, those who are doing like lotions and soaps and clothing, just a place where they can sell their wares. And then in one of the other rooms, we're going to put a barber shop. Because when you know, it's this old saying that says, when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cut some hair in there. And we are talking to two brothers. They are twins. And when in one of our other rooms, we're going to do acupuncture and massages. Okay. So we also have Joy Mayotte, who does, she does healing yoga in the dance studio on Fridays. Okay. I think on Fridays at like 2:00. So yeah, so we, three spaces, we do a lot. Everything that we do is through, like I said, it's all about resiliency, trauma, and healing. So we have partnerships with people like Resource for Resiliency, where we do some resiliency training. We do a peace program. We have the Sister Strong program, which is for women who've been in domestic violence. Solid Ground, which is for the foster parents and the foster children. We have the Umoja Rites of Passage, which is with Aaron Griffin. We have young boys between the grades of 2nd and 5th that come in and get culturally aligned classes. And we're raising money to be able to take them on trips. Even with COVID, you know, Sweet K has them spaced out enough where they're 6 feet apart. We've got the mask and all of that. We have the HOPE curriculum. We have three different HOPE curriculums: healing from our personal experiences, healing from our past experience, and healing our privileged experiences, which is going to be, you know, a real curriculum that is designed for white people to understand that, okay, you don't, this thing can be kind of traumatic for you as well. And you have to get to a point of understanding, yes, your ancestor did do this. And for some people, it can be overwhelming. And for some people, when they find out, it has them shutting down or denying. We want people to embrace and fit. And you know, it's kind of crazy to say, be all right, feeling uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But we want to be able to support people through that with, you know, always through the aspect, through the lens of being trauma responsive and resiliency focused. So those are some of the programs. We host Black Men's Monday here. Which is a group of Black men from all different walks of life to come together and support each other, you know, talk about issues and try to come up with solutions for issues with a Black man's perspective. As you know, we are, you know, as much as, you know, it's, our voices are not as loud right now, and, you know, we'll get into that later, but we are the ones who are targeted more than anyone else. We are the ones who has, we don't have access to as many services as other people and other groups of people, whatever. Sure. Black men have less access to like different services. So we're trying to change that, trying to shift that paradigm and change the dynamics of that with some of the programs that we offer. One of the big things that we're doing right now, though, and the reason, because we understand that there are not a lot of clinicians or counselors that look like us. So we have a Clinicians of Color movement that we're really proud that we're implementing. We're really proud about it. We're developing peer support specialists. We are developing recovery coaches. We are developing certified alcohol and drug counselors. But we're also providing CEUs, the continuing education units, for those who need ours to become clinicians or even peer support specialists. Wow. So yeah, we're very proud about developing that. But our main thing is to make sure we provide culturally aligned, place-based peer support specialists right now and continue to move and develop those peer support specialists to being clinicians, and the ones who are clinicians, develop them into being licensed. You know, just when we look at the overlining cause of substance misuse and the cycle, you know, when we talk about a cycle like in and out of prison or incarceration, we know, we have found out that trauma is the overlining. It's that overlining effect. So we just, everything that we do is to address that. So the Urban Arts Institute is coming back under Yamosa. Yay, yay. Yeah, I'm happy about that. Matter of fact, I meet with some of my older students, well, who were younger then. We're meeting today at about 4 o'clock, and we're going to move, you know, forward with that. Good. We are very, we're developing a plan to get our young people out, to get people registered to vote. And we're looking at this thing like we get the family involved with the vote. The young, you know, whatever young person we touch, let's get the whole family involved. It's just trying to like shoot for a different set of people, like the adults or the team. No, let's go for everyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're approaching it that way because it's all about the collective. So if not just one nonprofit that really helps those who are going through the fathers, who are going through the father system, who already have a criminal record or have been in recovery or just have so many strikes against them. Sometimes they say, you know what? I'm not going to go anywhere because nobody looks like me, and they don't go. So we can change that and have people that look like them, have been through what they've been through, similar life experiences, but can also mentor them or be a listening board for them to start seeing how their life can be better.
Yes, which is much needed, especially around here.
Yes.
So with all of the demonstrations and mm-hmm. with recent events, starting with George Floyd. Yeah. Has Umoja been doing anything directly with that, or?
Yes. So we are, we're part of a few different collectives that are addressing the reawakening. And that's what it is. It's not like this hasn't happened before.
Exactly, yes.
It's not like these things have not come to, you know, these horrible events that continue to happen that plague the marginalized community and that are exactly, you know, that are really, really kind of, you know, geared towards keeping Black voices oppressed. The system, and everybody's like, you know, the system is flawed. The system is flawed. The system isn't flawed, Coco. The system is working just the way it was designed to work.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't want to address that. So, yes, Yamosa, we are a part of a lot of different movements. We understand our role in this is because we want to prepare people from different communities to be a part of the solution. But we must first address the problem. And we've been doing that. So now it's about planning teams. Now, there are a lot of, you know, being that there's a few of us that are connected with Yamosa, that are connected with like different groups and different proponents of the protest and what comes after the protest and different teams. Yeah, we're very much involved. We don't share what groups that we're with because we could understand the trouble that might follow with that.
For sure.
And I don't want to speak for any particular group because some groups have their own person to speak to the media. I speak on behalf of Yamosa and Yamosa only. But yes, we are plugged in with a lot of different people, a lot of different groups. And our main thing is, and I think the focus for every group is really about reparations, redistribution of generational wealth. Mm-hmm. That is so everybody can keep talking about bringing the statues down and you got to form a committee or, you know, form this to talk about, you know, bringing the statues down. You know, all the smoke screens can be thrown up as by as many people, as many groups. And the city is, you know, if they want to, that's fine. But at the end of the day, it comes down to when we talk about changing the system, reparations and redistribution of generational wealth. Because we all know that it really, really, a lot of this has a lot to do with economics. Mm-hmm. Economics. Okay. So you switch the dynamics of who holds the generational wealth, then you switch the whole dynamics of the socioeconomic classes or status or whatever, and then you can start, then you'll start seeing how we can really build a better country because then, and the whole deal is, this is not about us saying, okay, y'all, you know, I hate when people say, well, you know, y'all just want to do your own thing. No, we just want what everybody else to have opportunity to have. You had a 400-year head start. You know, give us an opportunity to catch up. Give us what's due to us. The reparations was given to slave owners who lost slaves. They didn't lose them. They were given their freedom.
Exactly.
And they got paid reparations. So you mean to tell me that we can't get paid reparations after a 400-year head start from everybody else? Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, we involved with a lot of different groups because Yemoja is a collective. That's the one thing I have to keep stressing. It is a collective. It is not just Yemoja. It's for Yemoja. It's all. It's a collective of different people, different organizations, and we want to be able to plug in where we fit in. Mm-hmm.
So, you obviously have so many workshops and other things that people can attend and do. How would people find out about that and sign up? And
okay, so we are. It's so crazy that our website has been developed as we speak. But they can go to Yemoja, HWJCollective@gmail.com to send us an email. Or they can call 828-412-3070. But yeah, our website will be up hopefully by the end of this week.
And you'll have everything there?
Yes. So we're excited about, you know, how things are playing out. And so, our grand opening weekend is July 25th.
All right.
Class and all that going on. But yeah, we're going to have food. We'll have our partners here. You know, we just want people to come in and see the space, meet the staff, you know, see what our, you know, our values, our mission statement, and understand what we're here for. And yeah, we're happy about it. So yeah, our website, you know, we hope will be up. And if anything, the front page will be there with our contact information and stuff as they finish all the other pages. But yeah, we'll have it up and running soon.
That's exciting. And will that be a place where people can find how to donate or volunteer if they want to?
Yes. Perfect. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Great. Well, they can call me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got a Facebook page too. And we're working on our Twitter and IG accounts.
And is it just Yemoja Health and Wellness?
Yemoja HWJ Collective.
Cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Very welcome.
I appreciate you talking to me. I really enjoyed hearing all of that.
Well, thank you.